Oh, I'm Daniel Wikis, and welcome to Abstract Essay. Abstract Essay is a book magazine that I created that talks about the mystery of the universe through digital abstract painting. Each of those books magazine talks about dark matter, dark energy, supernova, Big Bang, Earth Cloud, and a lot more. And today, we're gonna talk about STAR. A star is an astronomical object comprising a luminous spheroid and plasma held together by its gravity. The nearest star to Earth is the Sun. Many other stars are visible to the naked eye at night, but their immense distance from the Earth make them appear as fixed point of light. The most prominent stars have been categorized into constellations and asterisms, and many of the brightest stars have proper names. Astronomers have assembled star catalogs that identify the known stars and provide standardized stellar designation. The observable universe contains an estimated 1022 to 24 stars. Only about 4,000 of these stars are visible to the naked eye, all within the Milky Way galaxy. A star life begins with the gravitational collapse of a gaseous nebula of material composed primarily of hydrogen, along with the helium and trace amount of heavier elements. Its total mass is main factor determining its evolution and eventual fate. A star shines for most of active life due to the thermonuclear fusion of hydrogen into helium in its core. This process releases energy that traverses the star's interior and radiates into outer space. At the end of a star's lifetime, its core becomes stellar remnant, a white dwarf or neutron star, or its sufficiently massive a black hole. Stellar nuclear synthesis in stars or their remnants create almost all naturally occurring chemical elements heavier than lithium. Stellar mass loss of supernova explosion return chemical enriched material to the stellar medium. These elements are then recycled into new stars. Astronomers can determine stellar properties, including mass, age, metallicity, or chemical composition, variability, distance, and motion through space. By carrying observation of the stars, apparent brightness, spectrum, and change in its position in the sky over time, stars can be formed orbital system with the other astronomical object, as in the case of planetary system and star systems within two or more stars. When too much stars have relatively close orbit, the gravitational interaction can significantly impact their evolution. Stars can form part of a much larger gravitational bound structure, such as a star cluster or a galaxy. I have a lot of series in my book magazine about the mystery of the universe. Of course, I have a star. I have dark energy. I have dark matter. I have Earth Cloud. I have the Sun. Please do have a copy of my book magazine available on Amazon. And my paperback and hardcover are available through online bookstores worldwide. Hope like it. More to come, people. Thank you for listening. And see you soon.